World Osteoporosis Day is observed annually on October 20th and launches a year-long campaign dedicated to raising global awareness of the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of osteoporosis and metabolic bone disease. Organized by the International Osteoporosis Foundation, IOF, World Osteoporosis Day involves campaigns by national osteoporosis patient societies from around the world, with activities in over 90 countries. Lydia O'Kane spoke with the president of the IOF, John Canis.
There are millions of women and men with osteoporosis in Europe today. There are about 10,000 new fractures that arise each day because of fragile bones. So it's an enormous problem, and in terms of death and disability, it's greater than any single cancer with the exception of lung cancer.
Where does it stem from? What is it that makes people have brittle bones?
Well, I suppose it's one of the penalties of longer survival. And as the community ages, your bones become thinner, and your risk of fracture increases. There are many factors that accelerate bone loss, for example, premature menopause and other factors, but it's one of the penalties of longevity. So it's a chronic disease that is manifest and most prevalent in the elderly.
People who have this condition, I mean, can they live a healthy life with medication? Do they have longevity with this condition?
If you can diagnose it before the first fracture, or after the first fracture if you can be promptly treated, then there are treatments available which do definitely and markedly decrease the risk of further fracture.
We have the support of Archbishop Zimowski. How important is that support from the Pontifical Council for Health?
Well, I think the Vatican is very interested in osteoporosis. One of the tools to assess fracture risk, called FRAX, the Vatican is one of the highest users in the world, the 10th highest user in the world, presumably reflecting, A, the importance of osteoporosis in the Vatican. The Pope has had a hip fracture, that's an osteoporotic fracture. So I think it's important to all communities, and it's particularly gratifying that the Vatican is interested in this area.
Just one final question. This is a World Day. How important is it for your organization to have a day like this to be able to highlight osteoporosis?
We use this as a stepping stone. It's World Osteoporosis Day, but we reinforce that theme throughout the year. So each year we pick a new theme and launch it on World Osteoporosis Day, but it's only the beginning of a series of events which will try and stem the tide of osteoporosis.
And the theme for this year?
Is Capture the Fracture. And the sad story is that the most serious fracture is a hip fracture. That's often fatal in the very elderly. And 50% of individuals who have a hip fracture have already previously had an osteoporotic fracture. So if we can capture that first fracture, treat them, then we can have a marked impact on the morbidity and the mortality due to osteoporosis.